Extreme Risk Protection Orders, otherwise known as red flag laws, set up a process to allow temporary removal of firearms from people deemed a risk to themselves or others. As of late 2019, 17 states and the District of Columbia had enacted these laws. A poll conducted by Global Strategy Group late last year on behalf of Every Town for Gun Safety found 85% of people surveyed support the laws, including 78% of gun owners. You might not have guessed that had you attended the Doñana County Commission meeting, where by a show of hands, most came to ask the commission not to support the safety measure. Some who identified themselves as gun owners expressed fears of the proposed law, including Gary Salazar.
The judge can one-sidedly decide that he's going to order my firearms taken away from me, and I must go ahead and say, yes, you can take them, because the officers are going to come and they're forcibly going to take them. And if I resist, they're going to shoot me. Now, this isn't very fair because there's no due process. I don't get to tell you my side until later on.
Advocates say the laws are essential to help prevent the most common gun-related tragedy, suicides, which represent 60% of firearms deaths. And a 2018 study in psychiatric services found after the passage of extreme risk protection laws in Indiana and Connecticut, gun-related suicides fell significantly, 7.5% in the 10 years after Indiana enacted its law, along with about 14% in Connecticut. Eileen Van Wee is co-president of the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico.
New Mexico has one of the highest rates of deaths by firearms, and what we're doing right now does not seem to be working. And in other states, the red flag laws have shown some decrease in deaths by firearms, and that would be the goal.
Advocates say extreme risk protection laws not only have the potential to prevent suicides, but also could help prevent mass shootings. An Every Town for Gun Safety analysis of mass shootings from 2009 to 2018 shows that potential. It revealed in 54% of incidents, the shooter exhibited warning signs that they posed a risk to themselves or others before the shooting. Rita Trevise told the commission she did not intend to speak at the meeting, but she came forward and reminded them the potential to prevent tragedy hits very close to home in our community after last summer's mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart where 22 people died. The mother of Patrick Crucius, the alleged shooter, warned Allen, Texas police she was concerned about her son having a firearm. While police say the mother did not explicitly say Crucius was a risk to himself or others, she was concerned about his ability to have an AK-style weapon due to his age, maturity level, and lack of experience.
Thank you for considering this and supporting a common sense resolution for a bill that might have made the trajectory of the shooter that went to Walmart to aim at people who look just like me. His mother called the police. Who knows what might have happened if there was a red flag law? Maybe no difference. The Parkland shooter, his biological mother and foster mother both raised concerns, red flags. Due process is embedded in this legislation. Please support it and thank you very much.
While opponents and supporters of the law disagree on many issues related to gun safety, there may be agreement on one matter. Many opponents of the red flag law, including Dave Gallus, called for more mental health care services in the community.
We have a mental health facility, the triage center that was paid for, a building. Why is that not in use? Why are we not putting our time, efforts, and money into mental health issues, because these people have mental health issues. What are you going to do? Take away knives, cars, baseball bats, rocks, anything that could be used as a lethal weapon against someone, not just guns. Guns is a protection for law-abiding citizens like myself.
Each year, more than 36,000 Americans die from gun violence, with more than 22,000 killing themselves. Again, suicides represent 60% of firearms deaths. If you or someone you know is in crisis, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.